This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help and we ask for His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace, and to His family and His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves for you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and sent forth from them both many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one that you ask by His name. And fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Indeed, Allah is ever watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is right. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best and the worst things in this religion are the newly invented beliefs and practices. And all of these newly invented beliefs and practices are innovations. And all innovation is misguidance. And all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. My brothers in Islam, today we have a very important topic from the things that many people don't give it enough weight and don't take it seriously enough. From the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu an, that he said to the Messenger of Allah, قَالَ فَقُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَاخِذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. He said, O Prophet of Allah, are we really going to be taken to account for what we say? Really, is what we say that important? Of course, what we do, we don't want to do something wrong, but really what we say, it's that important? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he said, ثَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَادْ وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ أَوْ قَالَ عَلَى مَنَاخِرِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. He said, may your mother lose you, O Mu'adh. Does anything else cause the people to be dragged on their faces into the fire except what their tongue said? This is the reason why people are dragged on their faces into Jahannam. Because of the tongue. And that's why in this hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أخذ بلسانه وقال كف عليك هذا. He got hold of his tongue and he said, keep this in control. He got hold of his tongue and he said, keep this in control. This is what causes the people to be dragged in Jahannam on their faces, is this, the tongue, what they say. And in another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِكَلِمَةٍ. He doesn't, in some of the ahadith, ma yulqi biha bala, he doesn't think anything of it. He doesn't think anything of it. He speaks a word, la yulqi biha balan, yahwi biha fi jahannam 70 kharifa. He doesn't think anything of it. And it takes him into Jahannam 70 years deep. 70 years in Jahannam. Because of one word that he said. And he didn't think, لا يلقي بها بالا. He didn't think it was anything important. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. He didn't think it was anything important. And it puts him into Jahannam 70 years deep. He falls into Jahannam for 70 years because of one word that he said that he didn't think it was important. And that is why, my brothers, today we need to remind ourselves about the importance of what we say. And I want to highlight just some things that we do and we say that maybe we don't think anything of it, and maybe we don't take it seriously, but it is something which is very serious in the sight of Allah. The first thing I'm going to talk about is speaking about Allah and about this religion without knowledge. إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The shaitan, he tells you to do evil, and he tells you to do acts of immorality, and he tells you to say things about Allah that you don't know. Speaking about the religion of Islam and speaking about Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam without knowledge is min akbar al-kaba'ir, from the biggest of the major sins. And it's so easy to do. All the time we see people, he says, ah, but the Prophet said this. And he doesn't know what the Prophet said. And he doesn't know it's a hadith. He just heard somebody say it on the street. We see so many people putting things on Facebook about Islam, on Twitter, on whatever, on Instagram about Islam. They don't have any idea if this is true or not. This is from the kalimat that can take you into Jahannam 70 kharifa, 70 years deep. That a person says something about Islam, something about Allah, they don't have knowledge about. Rather, even if they are right, and this is worse, even if they are right, it can still take them into Jahannam 70 kharifa. How? Because they spoke without knowledge. It doesn't matter if they got the answer right or wrong. The fact that they even spoke about it, it could be enough for this punishment to be carried out upon the person, even if their answer was correct, because they didn't know what they're saying. They didn't know it was true. And they said it like that. From the things that can take a person into Jahannam, from the things that they say, is lying and false testimony. So many times we take it so easily to tell a lie. We lie in our businesses. We lie at home. We lie with our families. We lie to our friends. People think it is nothing to lie. And lying is a kabira min kaba'ir al-dhunub in Islam. Lying is a very serious, major sin. And we took it so easily to lie to people. For this is one of the things that we have to be very careful about with the things that our tongue says. From the things we have to be very careful about, from what our tongue says, is backbiting and slander. And backbiting is something that you say about your brother that is true, and he doesn't like it, and you say behind his back. And it's true. It's not something which is a lie. It's not false. It's true. He really is like that. But you didn't say it in front of him. You said it behind his back. And this is like eating the flesh of your dead brother. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Does one of you want to eat the meat from his dead brother's body? You would hate it. So think about it. It's so common in the gathering to talk about people when they are not there. And it can be true. If it is true, it is backbiting. If it is not true, then it is slander. And that is even worse. From the things that we see people doing, which can take them into Jahannam, from the things that they say, is name calling and making fun of other people. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Don't let one of you make fun of another person. Maybe that other person is better than you. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. You don't call each other names. You don't make fun of people. You don't insult people. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. How terrible is it that you are a fasiq after you had iman? That you are an evil person after you had iman. That is what Allah told us about the person who, what? Insults people, makes fun of people, slanders people. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. So these are some things that we have to be very careful about when we speak. We don't speak about Allah without proper knowledge. And we don't insult other people. And we don't backbite other people. And we don't slander other people. And we don't tell lies and falsehood and false testimony. These are just some of the things which are from the sins of the tongue. From the things that a person might say, they don't think anything of it. يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. And it takes the person 70 years into the depths of Jahannam. The danger of these, my brothers, is that they are very easy sins to do. It's not easy to kill somebody. It's not easy for a person to do such a thing with their hands. But it's very, very easy to backbite. It's very easy to lie. It's very easy to slander. It's very easy to say something about Islam which is not true. So a person needs to remember this advice of the Prophet ﷺ, that he said to Mu'adh, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. Control this tongue of yours. Because this is the thing that causes the people to be dragged on their faces into the hellfire يوم القيامة. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah alone, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and to his family and to his companions. We have been talking about the seriousness of what you say, and that maybe what you say is the biggest thing which can take a person into Jahannam Yawm Al-Qiyamah after making a partner with Allah, is that a person doesn't take care of what they say. But now the question is, how do we take care of what we say? How do we control our tongue? And the answer to this is from a number of points. The first thing that we need to do is take to being silent. Wallah, when you talk too much, this is when you are going to say things that bring the anger of Allah. This is when you're going to say things that you don't pay attention to. And from this is that some of the early generations, they used to say that I never regretted being silent even one time. I never regretted being silent. When we talk too much, of course we're going to fall into lying and backbiting and slander and other kinds of sins. The second thing is that when we talk, we think about what we're going to say before we say it. We think before we speak. The third thing is that we take ourselves to account for what we say. That means that, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let everybody look at what you put forward for tomorrow. Think about what you said today. Think about what you said in the morning. Think about what you said to your friend. And if you did something wrong, now the fourth point is you have to make up for it now. Because Yawmul Qiyamah, you cannot make up for it, except that you give that person your deeds and you take their sins. So you make up for it. If you said something about someone which is wrong, go back and fix it. Say good things about them. Ask them to forgive you. If you told a lie, make it right. Correct what you said. If you said something about Islam which is wrong, share what is right. Correct it. Explain that you made a mistake and correct it. So you have to think about what you say. You have to take yourself to account for what you say. You have to correct what you say. And from the most important things you can do is busy yourself with the remembrance of Allah. Because when your tongue is busy remembering Allah, it's not busy doing haram. Keep yourself remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the things that you can do, which is extremely important, and these two things come together, is to stay around people who are good influences on you. Because most of the time when we speak evil things and we speak things which take us into or put us at risk of being from the people of Jahannam, the reason is because of the company we were with, the people who were around us. We were in a gathering and that person started to talk and this one started to talk and we joined in. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Keep yourself around the people who are remembering Allah in the morning and the evening. Don't keep yourself around the people who the only thing they know is lying and backbiting and slander and speaking things which get the anger of Allah. Keep yourself around the people who remember Allah. Be someone who most of the actions of your tongue are remembering Allah and praising Allah and things which are pleasing to Allah. And if you can't do that, then at least take to being silent. Because this speech is a dangerous thing. This speech is what causes Allah's anger to come upon us. So we have to be very, very careful about what we say and take what we say very seriously. Especially in the things which people don't take seriously, like making fun of people, or like slandering and backbiting and small lies and so on. If we take this seriously, you're going to see the change in your deeds and your actions. And you're going to see the change in your iman and your nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this reminder is all about taking care of what you say. It's all about being careful about what you say and realizing that the tongue is the most dangerous thing you can have. It's so dangerous because it's so easy for you to earn Allah's anger and you don't even think about it. So a person has to be very, very careful about what they say and very careful to avoid the sins of the tongue. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة.